toots and salutes at 306-938-0600. Toll free 1-800-667-3727. Here's the internet news poll question. Do you like the idea of a Saskatchewan Marshal Service, or should that funding go to already existing police forces? 60% of people say no to that idea. Hi, Boots and Salutes. Start us off today.
Good morning. I got a big boot for Canada Post. I think the government should grow up hair and just fire everybody that's in Canada Post and start getting rid of some of these companies that are just sucking the taxpayers' dollars. Like, there's Canada Post, Air Canada, CBC. Like, if you can't compete in the real world, the reason is because the government always subsidizes you, and you always know you have something to fall back on. Just get rid of them all and privatize it.
Hey, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, I would like to give the biggest Merry Christmas salute to all our good friends there at your CKWW. Guys, you're wonderful. And also a big salute to Jason Lee for his dance party Saturday night. It was fabulous. Thank you ever so much, and you all have a very Merry Christmas.
You as well. Thanks so much for that call this morning. We appreciate it. Hey, Boots and Salutes. Hello, Boots and Salutes. Hey, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to give a big salute to Daniel Smith and Scott Moe for being adults about these turf wars. Instead of putting tax on stuff coming out of Saskatchewan and Alberta like Trudeau wants to do, they're actually growing up. They're going to stop the drugs, the illegal immigrants, the guns, and human trafficking at the border. More power to them. Have a lovely day.
Hey, Boots and Salutes.
Hey, good morning. Hey, you asked a question about that marshalling service. I have a question to anybody that's on city council. Can you explain to us what this marshal service is going to do? If they're just like today's security guard, where we can't touch them, we can't stop them, we can't, you know, we can only phone the police, then why don't we just hire a security service if that's all they're going to do? So if it could be explained to us, maybe we'd have a better opinion of whether we want that service or not. So just my thought. Thank you.
Thanks for the input. Hey, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, I like to boot Canada Post also. I worked there for 10 years, and the most alarming thing is there's two levels of management, and they're both trying to justify keeping their jobs. Just get rid of one whole row of management. That would save a bundle of money right there, and I don't know why it hasn't been done since the 80s. Okay, bye-bye.
Hey, Boots and Salutes. And I don't know. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I like to salute my brother, Stace. He's probably on his way to work.
Hey, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, good morning. A big boot to all my friends and acquaintances that when the U.S. election was on and we were arguing whether Harris or Trump would be good, they'd say, well, I don't like Trump, but he's good for the economy. Well, more tears are shed over answered prayers than unanswered. So take your money and run, people. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning, Ben. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad. I just want to take this time to salute all the medical people, doctors, nurses in our hospitals over the holidays, making sure that we're all and in fine tune to enjoy friendship and food.
Here, here, here. I enjoy that salute very much. Yes, shout out to our doctors working over the Christmas.
Absolutely. You have a Merry Christmas, Ben, and take care.
You too. Thank you. Hey, Boots and Salutes.
Hi. Good morning. I'd like to boot Trudeau and Singh with this new GST thing that everybody's getting $250 in April except the seniors. And he seems to be able to spend money all over the world, other countries, with no accountability, give him billions of dollars, and the dictators probably get most of it, and he can't spend money on his seniors or veterans. So I boot Trudeau and saying thanks.
Hey, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, I'd like to boot the city for using such petty little
equipment for this ice and snow removal stuff. You know, go out there to Caterpillar and get yourself one of them M24s, like they use in the oil sands mines for the big trucks to maintain roads. And then you'll have something, and you can get rid of half the contractors and quit wasting taxpayers' money by paying them for doing nothing.
Hey, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. That's very true about the government employees, management. Nobody wants to make a decision. I know I phoned once the Department of Agriculture and asked them, you know, what should they do in here? Well, he said, I'm not going to make a decision. Well, that's what kind of people we have working, and these people are very well paid. Just get rid of them all. We don't need the Department of Agriculture, all those offices in there whatsoever. I'm a farmer, and we don't need them there. Thank you.
Hey, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, good morning. For the homeless people there, why don't they buy a whole bunch of...
Hey, Boots and Salutes.
Hi, in regards to that question you had about this marshalling service, whether we need it or not, I really think an additional level of administration for police forcing is a waste of money. Let's just put more RCMP, put more municipal people in place. We don't need any more management. We don't need any more HR. Just let's get out there and get the guys that need to be caught. Bye.
Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. That first caller, was that Donald Trump? I got to boot him and salute my beautiful Prime Minister.
306-938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727. I got time for maybe one or two more calls here this morning. Hey, Boots and Salutes.
Blah, blah, blah.
And Boots and Salutes.
Hi, how are you today?
Good, how are you?
Oh, not bad. Hey, on this GST thing, I'm just wondering why somebody that's making over $100,000 to $150,000 needs a $250 check.
Good point. Well, that will do it on Boots and Salutes today.